The controversial math and English language tests for children in grades 3 through 8 begin in public schools across New York State today. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, opposition to the tests has been quieter this year, but still simmers among parents and educators in central New York.
A year ago, after rallies and parents' meetings, an estimated 20% of children statewide who should have taken these math and English language assessment tests refused, with families calling the testing that measured teachers, students, and schools excessive. The Cuomo administration was forced to take action, creating a task force that made some changes to the testing regimen. But fast forward to this year's round of tests, and many parents and educators say not much has changed at all.
I think some of the changes that were made were made to kind of pacify and placate the movement.
Baldwinsville teacher Vincent Foriero suggests the four-year moratorium that unlinks tests to teacher and principal evaluations was simply a political move.
If we were serious about making changes, we would change the law and we would make it permanent. You know, a four-year moratorium, well, the movement, the opt-out movement, dies down in the meantime.
The state promised to include more teacher involvement in the tests this year. That doesn't impress Tanya Wilson, who has three school-age children in Camillus.
They had up to 22 teachers review this current test. Up to 22 teachers out of the thousands of teachers in New York State. I don't see that that's going to make a real change.
Teachers and parents also suggest the state promises to make the tests shorter and more in line with what students are learning fall short. North Syracuse third grade teacher Christy Normanly says she still spends a big part of her class time teaching her kids how to take a test.
We sit, they're afforded the opportunity to get up and use the restroom and get a drink, and you know, they're told now they have to sit for 60 minutes at least, you know, and I don't know, that's the tough part. They're 8 years old, they're squirrely.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.